TNR Gold's 2012 drilling program provided data that leads to an estimate of 705,000 ounces of gold at Shotgun Ridge. John Harrop is vice president of exploration for TNR Gold. He says this work builds on previous drilling and geophysical studies.
The drilling was successful in showing that the method we were using for the geophysics works quite well at Shotgun Ridge, and therefore we can use it to look undercover further along the ridge and in other places on the property.
The drill results help to illustrate the quartz intrusions into the sedimentary rocks that are thought to contain gold.
If the rock breaks in a little different way, then you end up with what's called a breccia, which is essentially a broken up rock, broken up at depth, not on the surface. And then quartz and other minerals are injected into the spaces between the fragments. So what we have is a mixture of, in places, it's this kind of a brecciated stockwork, a cluster of many small veins going in different directions. And we have feeder zones, which are much more like the quartz vein that I think most people will think about when they hear quartz vein. And those can be quite thick. They can be over 10 meters, over 10 yards in thickness, certainly getting up to 20 or so meters in thickness.
Those mineralized areas stretch close to 300 meters. The company's resource calculation is based off 20 million tons of ore containing just over 1 gram of gold per ton. Shotgun Ridge is just one of four different areas of interest. The others are Shot, King, and Winchester.
I think the reality of Alaska and the remoteness and the size of the deposit you need to have a successful deposit also means that we need to put a significant amount of focus onto developing additional zones. With the success in the geophysics, we're looking along the ridge for areas where we have perhaps a geochemical indication and we want to use the geophysics to look deeper into the ridge.
TNR, however, has not committed to any field work for this summer.
It's a really tough season in the exploration business. Investors are not really too enthusiastic with the resource sectors as a whole at the moment, and this is looking like it's going to be a slow year, which we have from time to time. So one of the possibilities is to do additional geophysics to continue developing drill targets.
Harrop says the project is still in its very early stages. The company does want to move ahead with an understanding of nearby ecology.
One of the things we're certainly looking at doing for the next exploration season, if that's this season or next season, is to start working on some of the environmental baseline studies that aren't required at this stage, but provide important information for the interests of the local communities.
TNR owns a 100% interest in the project and has not taken on any partners at this stage. They have a total of 66 mining claims on 10,500 acres of state land. In Dillingham, I'm Ben Matheson.